Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, it's Redmen Bite Size Time with me, Paul Machin. Let's take a bite-sized look at all the things happening around the world of Liverpool Football Club today, Tuesday the 3rd of October. The VAR drama continues to roll on Monday Night Football, so Jamie Carragher weigh in on it. There's more on whether PGMOL will release the audio from the VAR from the weekend's game. There's some positive news around injuries for Liverpool, some potentially positive news around suspensions as well. So let's just work our way through it. We're going to start with Jamie Carragher. I'll read through the transcript of his appearance on Monday Night Football. He finally really got a chance to weigh in on a video perspective. They brought up the momentum. The focus on Monday Night Football was the time from the game basically restarting. After the decision was apparently made in the VAR room, Carragher said, "I think VAR has been a topic over the last few years for various reasons. I don't think the feeling around VAR has ever been lower. There is almost a crisis point for VAR in this country. It's not just on the back of this decision. It's what has been happening all season. I don't want to pile on an official or Howard Webb, but I bet they feel absolutely awful. I'm not get into the conspiracy theories that a referee favours that team. No one gains anything from this in terms of the officials. We have all been there and made mistakes, but it is a horrendous mistake and you can't quite believe the explanation that's been given. The thing I'm struggling with is the mistake has been made. They then know within 2 seconds. Tottenham have a free kick and haven't kicked off. 7 seconds is a long time, and if you're expecting Tottenham to kick off, as soon as that pass is made, I know if I am there that something has gone wrong. I know now it does not take 7 seconds to know a major mistake has happened. Okay, some may say they should be shouting at the referee. I'd be screaming at him, but they may say they are waiting for the ball to go out of play. The ball now goes out of play because they played the game through. The ball ends up in Alisson Becker's hands. He then kicks it down the other end. Salah battles for it, goes out for a Liverpool throw-in. Carragher says, the ball now goes out of play. Nothing significant has happened in the game. It's been 30 seconds since that incident has happened in the game. It now takes Liverpool 27 seconds for the ball to come back into play. And they are saying they stayed within protocol about not having to stop it. I don't believe that. They have absolutely panicked and they have froze. I know it's the rule, but it's a red tape rule. There's talk that the officials don't know until half time that a mistake has been made. When the ball goes out, the look on that referee's face has that look, but I don't know. It's a look that says something has gone wrong here. I think it's unbelievable that all the parties involved have not released the audio. I find it unfathomable because the only way Howard Webb and the PGMOL will go and gain any credibility on the back of this decision is to get out there. Yes, you've admitted the mistake, but the problem they have got now is because the explanation is so random and bizarre, the longer this goes on, the more people will think they are trying to piece a story together." Which I think is a really, really interesting take from Jamie Carragher. He kind of nails it, that they've opened themselves up to even more scrutiny by not releasing it, because your imagination runs riot. You'll fill in the gaps with what you would kind of like it to be, and that's when conspiracy theories run riot, and that's when the almost side story that Darren England was reffing in the country that owns Manchester City 2 days prior to this football match. starts to kind of mount up. We've talked about it many a time. It's probably just, as I said, not just human error, but human stupidity. It has to be almost mass human stupidity, and that's the main sort of issues with this, really, isn't it? Is that how can three people whose job it is to watch television screens and keep oversight on a football game fail to see that the referee and the assistant referee had ruled the goal offside, rather than thinking it was a goal, which is what they're claiming to be the case. With regards to the VAR room and the audio, so the Timesport yesterday put out a tweet saying Liverpool have formally requested to be given the audio from the VAR room at Stockley Park as they seek to understand why Luis Diaz's goal was wrongly disallowed against Tottenham. They've subsequently updated that by saying the body in charge of Premier League referees is set to bow to pressure from Liverpool and release the audio of discussions between the match officials who wrongly disallowed Luis Diaz's goal against Tottenham. And Dale Johnson, who is the de facto basically expert on VAR in this country, who works for ESPN, was asked a question on Twitter: have you heard the audio yet, as no one else has? And his reply was, it has to come and it will come. It's a process between the Premier League and the PGMOL right at the top, which is pretty complicated and has definitely taken too long. Gary Neville heard it all live, by the way. He has a feed of the VAR talking, brackets, but not the ref. Which I thought was contradictory, because my understanding was Gary Neville had the conversation between the VAR and the ref, but not the VAR room. That's the first time I've heard it phrased that way. But all it is, again, it's a lack of surety, a lack of clarity. Who knows what? Who's heard what? That's a real concern. Some more positive news for Liverpool. Contextually, it's bad news. Cody Gakpo is injured for Liverpool. He went off at half-time against Spurs with a knee injury. James Pearce, writing for The Athletic, though, says he's set to be out until after the international break, which is bad, but it was initially feared that it was going to be a longer spell out. It could have been 6 or 7 weeks. Now, James Pearce is writing, the Netherlands international had to be substituted prior to the second half of Saturday's contentious 2-1 defeat to Tottenham Hotspur due to discomfort in his knee, and left the stadium wearing a brace. A scan has since alleviated fears that he's facing a lengthy spell on the sidelines, but Gakpo is expected to miss Thursday's Europa League clash with Union at Saint-Gilloise at Anfield and Sunday's Premier League trip to Brighton. If his recovery goes to plan, there's hope that he will be available after the international break, with Liverpool entertaining Everton on October 21st. Jürgen Klopp had described the injury to Gakpo as his biggest problem on a day when his team saw Diaz's goal wrongly disallowed, Curtis Jones and Jota sent off, and conceded the late winner through Matip's own goal. Gakpo, who scored 3 goals so far this season, was hit by a challenge from Destiny Udoji prior to firing home Liverpool's equaliser just before the break. Yes, so fingers crossed that he can get himself back sooner rather than later.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, Curtis Jones, his red card is set to be appealed by Liverpool Football Club in another really, really interesting move. So in a slightly surprising move, right, this is Anfield. Liverpool have decided to appeal the red card that Curtis Jones received against Tottenham. They write, at the moment, he faced a three-match ban for what was a harsh decision, but probably correct according to the current laws of the game. Liverpool are appealing, though, and will likely focus on how the red card was awarded. For a little bit of explanation on that, Matt Ladson, editor, owner of This Is Anfield, had put a tweet out saying, the thing with Darren England, the VAR, is not only was he the only person watching the game that thought the goal was given, he was also the person who decided to show the referee the still image of Jones's tackle on the monitor. He biased the referee's decision. And something from the rules of how VAR is used says, the VAR can check the footage in normal speed and or in slow motion, but in general, slow motion replay should only be used for facts, e.g. position of offence slash player, point of contact for physical offences and handball ball out of play, including goal slash no goal. Normal speed should be used for the intensity of an offence or to decide if it was a handball offence. So what they're kind of going to, their point is, if it's being deemed as like a violent action, you can't just look at it as a still image, and you shouldn't be watching it in slow motion. It should be played back in real speed, because intensity plays a big part in deciding whether it was a deliberate red card offence or whether it was accidental or whatever. So in showing the still image, it's robbed Curtis Jones of almost a fair viewing or reviewing of the incident. So Liverpool, by the sounds of it, are going down a very litigious route. Not to say that ultimately, you know, a player landing with his studs on a chin, you know, it could have been a leg breaking tackle. It doesn't end up great. The point Liverpool will make, I think, you know, would have been made at the time, and Curtis Jones certainly protested, was it was circumstantial, it was totally accidental, it was just a motion thing, it was a physics issue, not a violence issue. And Liverpool are going to be arguing ultimately that, yeah, the process was abused, it wasn't used correctly, which will be interesting to see what comes of that. Of course, have they found a loophole that's going to allow Curtis to have his suspension knocked down, or is this something that could ultimately be seen as frivolous and could add to a suspension? I suspect Liverpool are trying to flex very heavily at the moment and not going to be pushed into a corner. So yeah, the outcome of this will be watched with a great deal of intent in the coming days. One little piece of breaking news before a break from the show. Neil Jones has tweeted, our very own Neil Jones, star of the Geno Insight show. He tweeted this: Liverpool are now in receipt of the VAR audio from Saturday's game at Tottenham and will take the time necessary to review. Really interesting stuff. So yeah, it looks like things are finally starting to move on with that. Really, really interesting. What will come of it? Liverpool, of course, will have to pour over it and make sure. And it's tough, but yeah, will they be making sure that it's legitimate? Will they decide what their proportional response will be? Will they just go down the route and go, actually, yeah, we can appreciate that it's human error and do nothing? Exciting stuff. It's either going to continue to roll on, it's all going to start to come to a head, or it's all going to fade away very quietly in the next couple of days. But yeah, if you want more from us on that and more, then we've got a whole bunch of shows for you this week. Dan Club, our very own, has been speaking to a FIFA referee to get a little bit more insight into it. Steve Hoare has done Journo Insight with Neil Jones today as well, getting his take on the incident. And of course, obviously, we've got the Redmen Originals podcast from Monday afternoon with me, Chris Page, at Chloe Bloxham, and my dad, John Machen, returning to the podcast. Probably one, if not the best podcast, certainly one of the tip-top best podcasts we've ever done. Highly recommend Redmen Originals this week, where we pull apart all of the decisions and beyond as well. Really, really good stuff. And lastly, if you're the kind of person who likes Liverpool, who likes being warm and likes a Christmas jumper, then go and check out redmenmerch.com. Our brand new Christmas knitted jumper has dropped for this year. It's our third year of doing them. They always look spectacular, and this year is no exception. It's black and gold, inspired by Liverpool's title winning season and the Alisson goalie kit of that season as well. So yeah, head to redmenmerch.com and have a little look at that. It's on pre-order, very limited edition, so grab yourself one while you can. Anyway, that is Redmen Bite Size, that is me, Paul Machen, and that is hopefully you having a boss day. Ta-da.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.